Welcome to the Fanboy Factor podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Brian, I just finished watching Daredevil.
Literally.
Episodes, I am pumped. God, am I pumped. Let's talk Gotham. No, I'm just...
Oh, God.
So, how about that Daredevil?
Wow.
It's funny. When people start gushing about something, I immediately do not like it. It's just the... I'm just a dick that way.
Right.
I always hate when people glom onto something. But this... And this thing, Daredevil, is getting so much positivity. It's almost sickening, but to me, it's absolutely warranted.
Well, it's like, it's a combination of the best of both worlds. You got the filmatic element to the production value, but with the television story, being able to tell a story in 13 hours.
Yeah, that really, to me, I thought about that later on as the episodes were moving on, that because they can go into such depth, it makes it, it's like, it really is like a 13-hour movie.
We don't have to, do the traditional origin story. It was able to space it out. It was, but we could still understand things.
Yeah.
It's just, and yet still some nice setups in there for the Defenders.
Yeah. Which, well, we can talk about in a couple minutes. They, it looks like they started filming.
Yeah.
AKA Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that in a little bit. So all being said, what are your thoughts? What are your highlights? What are your lowlights of Daredevil?
I have one problem and one problem only, and I know I'm going to give so much hell for it, but I'm sorry. I like the Ben Affleck costume better. I'm sorry. I tried.
Yeah, you know what's... Go ahead, I'm sorry. You finish.
It's... I couldn't get into the way the costume looked. The helmet just looked, in movement, it looked pretty nice, that final battle sequence.
Yeah.
But still, it's just something about it. It's just, I can't
it's
get
off.
Over it.
It's off.
Yeah, it's, the animals, it's just, I also kind of wish they had, like, the double D's on it somewhere. I'm not talking chick. I'm talking about his logo.
It's funny how things are. Everybody wants to see him in the original costume. Everybody wants to see him in that costume.
Mm-hmm.
Myself included.
Right.
And then when we saw the promo pictures of him in that black costume, really, it's definitely true. You can't just jump to conclusions.
Right.
And after seeing the first episode, that costume was awesome, the black one.
Yeah.
And then I guess as the, week went on, they released the pictures of him in the red costume.
Right.
Which, I wasn't crazy about when the first images of it. But, I definitely see where you're coming from. The helmet, I'm not real crazy about.
Yeah.
The armored look makes sense. And I liked how they sort of built that into the story, as it were.
I mean, that was real nice, too.
It's not horrible. I didn't see the Ben Affleck movie. I've seen pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I'm not entirely sold on the red costume, but I have a feeling that if it was in at least three episodes, I probably would have just accepted it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the 20 minutes that it was in the show. I was going to say the movie. It was okay, but they really know how to make a show slash a movie. When he's got that on for the first time and they're showing him from the upward angle, God, it's just so dramatic.
And I like how they did the Billy Clubs. It wasn't like, it didn't do 50 million things. They click together to form a short staff, or you got two sticks, and we did get the bounce, and
yes,
coming back to his hand, I was just like,
yeah.
As much as I didn't like the costume when I saw that, and when he took out that armored truck, I was just like,
Now, getting back to the Double D's, mm-hmm. he didn't have a name until the very end.
No,
so it is possible that for the next season, he's got them on there.
Or by the time the Defenders cartoon, they may, you know, yeah. I mean, look at the Avengers movie. I mean,
exactly.
Or Captain America with all the movies. It's just how many times has his costume changed.
You know what? What I really liked about it, about the costume, was how not only how they worked it into the story, but how he went to somebody to have it made.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just this thing where Spider-Man sewed his costume together. Like,
right.
he reached out to somebody else to make him the costume, which was cool. I thought that was really, that was a very cool point of the show.
Yeah, Melvin Potter, a.k.a. in the comics, is known as the Gladiator.
Oh, for real?
For real, yeah.
No, I did not know that.
In the, he started off as the Gladiator. He was always a costume maker.
Okay.
In the famous storyline by Miller and Muzella, Born Again.
Yes.
He, Kingpin's men want to set up Daredevil, so they force him to make a costume.
Okay.
Daredevil appears and says, you know, tells him it's okay to make the costume.
Okay.
He has psychological issues in the comic, but they more made it, he's more mentally handicapped in the TV show, which I didn't have a problem with.
Yeah, that's
it's just, you know, he does have psychological issues in the comic. It's just he realized he killed people and stuff like that, and he's trying to do better with his life. But it was, I did like that. Easter eggs aplenty. I think the biggest ones had to be it. A lot of people are saying, a lot of theories are just links that this one is being, like, it's being heavily linked to Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah? How so?
First off, on the heroin packets, the stamp is the same, is the symbol of Iron Fist's, I guess, opposite, his reverse flash known as the Steel Serpent.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And a lot of people are theorizing that the leader of the Triad, Madame Gao, she made some hints about farther than China.
Yes.
Some people think she's the villainess called the Crane Mother.
Oh, okay.
So these are theories right now, so see if they pan out.
Well, I have some questions for you that are comic related.
Sure.
The first one being, is Wesley part of the comics?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
Is he still alive in the comics?
I haven't really been...
Okay.
Kingpin's kind of... Kingpin had a downfall and came back. I'm not too... I can't really say for sure.
I didn't like him at first, but, you know, of course when he died, I'm like, oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. I've seen on the internets about Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that Kingpin was... Now, I grew up reading Spider-Man, big Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
I always thought that Kingpin was more of a Daredevil villain than a Spider-Man villain.
No.
But I've been seeing on the internet that he's more of a Spider-Man villain.
No, he started, he started off as a Spider-Man villain.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He was very, you know, stereotypical mafia type of thing. And then when Frank Miller got a hold of writing chores on Daredevil,
yes.
he changed it to more of, you know, a traditional type of mafia.
Okay.
You know, more realistic than the cartoonish. Because in the Spider-Man run, he always wore the same costume. He had a cane with a laser in it.
Yeah.
And so they got, you know, Miller got rid of all that, just made him this... man built like a sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just menacing that way.
Okay, here's my other question.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Ulrich, he's from Spider-Man, isn't he?
No, he's Daredevil character.
He isn't? Did he go over to Spider-Man?
They work for the same newspaper in the comics.
Okay. Okay.
They both.
I was wondering how I knew him.
Ben Ulrich is part of the Daredevil myths. He does work for the Bugle.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Due to the Sony, you know, issues, they probably can't say it. At the time they were filming it, none of that was resolved, so they had to create a paper.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, those are my questions. So we talked about you said what you weren't crazy about.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything at the moment that I wasn't crazy about.
Other than that, awesome. Just freaking spectacular.
Well, let's talk about what you really did like about it. Give me, I don't know, either a scene or something that you really...
How about an entire episode?
Which one?
Scott Glenn is the shit.
He was awesome.
He
was a dick, man.
But that's how he is in the comics.
Well, I remember because I asked you if that's how he is in the comics.
He nailed Stick perfectly.
Did he, now, again, going back to the comics, is this, did he leave Murdoch at that age? Because I was under the impression that he trained him a lot longer than he did. Or is it depends on the era that you're reading?
Because in the Man of, it was really never explained until the Man of Fear.
Okay.
Man Without Fears, limited series.
Yeah.
A young, you know, he's training with Stick.
Yeah.
Stick is planning on recruiting him for this war.
Yeah.
But Stick started training him before his father died.
Okay.
And then his father died, and Murdoch went after the guys who killed him.
Okay.
And Stick was pretty much, well, if you're going for vengeance, then I got no use for you in my war.
Yeah.
And he was one of two recruits, the other one, possible recruits, the other one being Elektra.
Okay.
But he was, yeah, he pretty much left Murdoch at the same age, but it was due to different reasons.
Okay. Well, it is really hard to talk about these things in a context of any kind of history because there are so many different interpretations.
Right.
And revisionist and whatever the word is over the years about Daredevil. But I just want to get an overall feeling of what the ultimate, you know, Stick character was.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. For me, the best episode, I don't know if it was the best episode, was really the hallway scene in episode two.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've seen that scene so many times, and the more I see it, the more just awesome it is.
Because it's one camera.
It really is.
You know, the director, the showrunners all said it was a one camera shot.
Yeah. Just everything about it, from the shooting to the fighting to Matt, just top to bottom, great scene.
It was a smart choice. It was the lighting, the ambiance, the lack of music.
Yeah. You're right about the music. It was stark silence besides the actual fighting.
Yeah.
And the light, I don't want to say one of the best fighting scenes ever, but it was a great fighting scene.
It was. I mean, I think, like, you know, we discussed last week, just because it's so raw and brutal and real.
Yeah. Gritty. Really, that fucking word, gritty.
It's just, it wasn't glorified. It's just like, you just like.
Exactly.
It's just as even when he finishes, you're just standing there like, okay, should I clap?
Should I
cheer? I don't know how to react.
Yeah. You know what? That's a really good observation because it just leaves you like, no, because it is so raw and it's just brutal. And mm-hmm. you're exactly right. I mean, he beats these guys up, but, oh, okay, great. Wow. So let's talk the final scene, the confrontation between Fisk and Murdoch. Let me, as an aside, when you talk about Daredevil, do you call Matt, Matthew, Maddie, or Murdoch? You know, like, Spidey, I have a hard time figuring out what to call him. Like, Spidey's Spidey. You don't have, like, to me, Daredevil doesn't have a cute nickname.
Oh, he does. It's Hornhead.
Okay. Let's go with that. What did you think of that final confrontation?
It was awesome.
It was awesome, man.
The choreograph was great. It was just awesome just seeing Fisk lose his shit.
Can we talk about Fisk for a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, you read and I read just stuff, people not being crazy about Fisk, blah, blah, blah. He is awesome.
He was, I'm sorry, it's... Don't forget
what you're sorry about.
He's a physical menacing guy to begin with, and he packed on some pounds and the shaved head. And
he is fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
When he is fighting Daredevil at the end, if he picks him up and he's going to slam him down, the rage in his and D'Onofrio's face. Oh, God. If this show doesn't win some sort of award, I'm going to be angry.
It was just, It was awesome. It really was. And it was just a nice wrap up. I think the only other thing that bothered me was the end of this Criminal Empire. I'm like, what am I watching, The Godfather?
Yeah, how it all crumbled apart.
But it was just like with the traditional mafia music. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I just felt that so something about it just really bugged me.
The cliche a little bit.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, it was just like, really?
Yeah, mob boss-ish. Yes, I agree with you there.
That was the other thing that really bugged me. I mean, those are the
only. But even had the music going.
Yeah, it was just like, did Mario Puzo write this scene?
Yeah.
We're gonna be seeing, you know, Brando come out. I'm gonna make him an offer I can't. Just like it was just. That was the only scene that really bothered me. Other than that, I gotta rewatch it.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking as it was wrapping up, like, I watched it, but I feel like I watched it on fast forward just to watch it all.
Yeah.
Everybody else is watching it all. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna watch it from the start and I'm really gonna watch it. Just to really absorb it.
It's just, you know, you just get the layers like an onion, peeling one right after another. It's just, oh my God, it's brilliant.
What have you been seeing online about it? Like, what are people's impressions?
People love it.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing is people are all of a sudden saying, you know, yay this, F, you know, screw Arrow, and other people are just like, stupid.
Yeah, well, that is dumb.
Why can't we have both?
Absolutely. That I don't like. I was saying to somebody, like, you can't compare it to Flash. No. You know how I feel about Flash. Flash is one of the best shows out there.
But you can compare it to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they're in the same fucking universe.
Well, right. But the tone of... There's two things that the reasons I think you can't compare Daredevil to Flash or Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
One is they have the advantage of Netflix, and they can make it much more realistic, and they can tell a longer story. So that in itself makes it different. Now, I don't think you can compare it directly to The Flash, because Flash, to me, is more of a comic book show.
It's sci-fi.
Yes. You could compare it a little bit more to Arrow, but both shows are really good. To say one or the – I hate that one or the other. You just – everything is good. It doesn't have to be so divisive.
At the same time, if it wasn't for Arrow, you wouldn't have this Absolutely. Daredevil.
Exactly. I am 100% behind you. I can't stand that. Like, just because Daredevil is fucking awesome doesn't take away from Flash, and it doesn't take away from Arrow.
I got into a small argument with someone saying, you know, oh, it's more realistic than Arrow. And I'm like, if it's so realistic, how come no one's smoking?
Yeah, that's a good point. Doesn't Kingpin smoke? He's a cigar smoker.
Yeah, he's a cigar smoker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. That's an excellent point.
50 million people in New York City and not one person smokes. Please. All this other crap going on, I don't understand that. It's just like... They're worried about...
You got violence going, you got people getting shot.
Raped.
Their heads beat off. Nobody's smoking, that's funny.
God, it's just like, really?
You know, Brian, I'm glad you pointed that out. That is very funny. It's not funny, it's sort of sad.
Oh, God. And I'm not a smoker either, right? I'm really not, but it's just like...
I'm not.
Like, you nailed it right there. Just, you asked, doesn't Kingpin smoke? Yes, he smokes! Yeah.
And it just seems like he would smoke a cigar. It's just his character.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, getting back to, I don't want to linger too long with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They are in the same universe, and I heard, you know, ties. I don't care.
Neither do I. It's, I got nothing else to say. I've given up. It's just, if I want my Marvel fix now, it's gonna be the Defenders on Netflix.
Now, the only problem I have with, like, this could be my problem, is that we're done. This is it. This is what I hate about Netflix. We got all 13 episodes dumped in our lap. Mm-hmm. I watched them all in a week, and now what?
It's like jerking off. It's like jerking off. You just blew your load. Now what?
And it's not like I can do like, or I can watch one show a week. I could definitely do that. Or I could watch one show a day. But everybody else is talking about.
Yeah.
We are, quote unquote, in the biz of talking about this crap. And if everybody's watched every fucking episode, you know, in 2 weeks' time, it's just not worth it. It's not worth talking about after 3 weeks. So that is the one thing I would like to see. No, they're not going to do it, but I would like to see Netflix maybe drop 3 episodes at a time.
No, no.
Or something like that. They're not going to do it because why should they?
Well, they did.
It's not the worst for them.
They did in the beginning.
What, they didn't do that?
No, there were some shows that they did have that they did in the beginning.
Oh, well, I would rather...
Like, they would drop actually a show a week, and, you know, then they realized people were binge-watching, so they just said screw it and just did binge-watching with everything.
Yeah, I wish they would just, I don't know. Like I said, 3 episodes a week would be cool. I'd be down with that, really, too.
Please, I would be fine with even one.
Just one, and then that way you get 13 weeks of a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like now we got to wait 50 weeks for Daredevil to come back. So,
no,
that's my complaint.
Longer than that, because we got 4 other 13 episode shows we need to get through before we can even go to a second round of just Daredevil.
Yes. But like we said earlier, they are filming. They have started filming, a.k.a. Jessica Jones.
Yep, they showed David Tennant, who's going to be playing the Purple Man.
Yeah, in the purple suit.
He's wearing the purple suit. I hope they, again, keep it realistic. Any idiot that thinks they need to color him purple like the comics, please shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just him wearing that, it gets the point across.
Yeah, the purple suit is awesome.
Yeah. And then she saw the first look of Luke Cage, and it's funny, I'm watching him, it's just like, they're both on a motorcycle, he's got invulnerable skin,
Yeah. She's
a super strength and some invulnerability, why are they both wearing motorcycle helmets? Okay, it's a law. All right, fine. You got me there. But
that's fun. That's funny. That's, yeah, you point out something obvious.
Yeah, but again, no smoking. But it's a lot. Some people were joking on the internet saying, "I was just, where's his tiara and the link chain belt?" And I'm like, "Okay, those jokes are definitely going to be made either way."
Yeah.
But the 70s are over. We ain't going to see the TR or the Cage.
They're going to allude to them somehow, one way or the other.
Nah, Cage hasn't worn a costume in over 10 years.
Yeah. Don't you think that they'll make some sort of joke, some sort of reference to it?
Oh, yeah. I think they'll make,
they'll pick up a chain and somebody will say, oh, that would make a really great belt.
Someone will, this is like, I think you should wear a costume and put the TR on and they'll just look at like, what are you kidding?
Yeah.
They'll definitely make a nod to it.
Right.
But we ain't going to really see it. But it's just, he looks good as Cage.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though we just saw him on a motorcycle, but, I think that's good casting.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. So I can't wait for that one. And that's still being slated for 2015. So
later this year, huh?
Yeah, that's the last of this year, I think.
Huh. Open all on our lap.
I know. Then we gotta wait for the Cage.
Yeah.
And the Iron Fist and then the Defenders. It's like, please get done with these. I need more. I feel like a junkie. I need more.
Yep. You got. It's like that. That meme. You got any more of that Netflix?
Yeah.
The Dave Chappelle. You got any more of that Netflix?
God.
All right, look, we talked Daredevil a good half hour here.
Yes.
Half hour. There was a lot of other comic shit going on, so you want to switch gears?
Yeah, I mean, let's...
Any parting thoughts on Daredevil?
More, please.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. More, please. Excellent show. There's just... Watch it, man. I tell everybody it's worth getting Netflix for that show.
Yeah, my wife was she caught in the middle of running it because, I was watching it at work, streaming, but she got wrapped up real fast in it.
It's really hard not to, I think, because it's characters are well you know, fleshed out.
It's just so funny just watching with someone who knows. It's just, if you watch with someone who knows you're a comic geek and they're not, here comes the question. Is it like that in the comics? I'm just like, I don't even know where to begin with an answer.
Hey, I got one more question for you, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
When Foggy finds out he's Daredevil, mm-hmm. What did you think of all that? What did you think? Because it was a good almost two episodes.
I thought it was good. I like seeing their college years.
Yeah, it was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it built depth into their relationship. You know, you put yourself in that position where you think you know somebody.
Yeah.
And he turns out he's this guy. I don't know. I thought it was cool. Just was curious what you thought.
No, I liked it. Yeah. I liked it a lot. But, you know, staying with the Marvel Universe, we got the Ant-Man trailer, and we would like to also at the same time hope you enjoyed our April Fool's joke. Sorry.
Did you take any crap for that?
No, absolutely.
Nobody called you out on it?
Nobody called me out on it.
Did anybody say anything that was funny or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of people were like classic and stuff. Yeah,
that was pretty funny, man. Good setup.
Some of the younger people are just like, who's that?
What the fuck is Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. But the real trailer came out, and okay, in my mind, it looks a lot better than the teaser.
Yeah, thank God, right?
It looks like they changed some things where it's just like, it seems like his powers are almost, in the comics he shrinks down, he retains his human strength, but they said he's stronger and faster now.
Okay.
And that's more in line with the Atom.
Yeah.
Where the Atom can change his density, mm-hmm. his mass and density, and he can... go really fast, you know, he can go fast, he, you know, lightens his density, at the same time increases mass to hit like a rock.
Yeah.
So it's, they did, you know, I don't mind that so much that, you know, it increases his strength and speed when he shrunk.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool, and I thought it was a cool trailer.
Yeah, it was equal parts dramatic and humorous, which I kind of liked.
Oh, it God.
Very in line with the other Marvel movies.
Yeah, but at the same time, just like, it's... That humor, it's just like the one on, you know, the Thomas the Train.
Yes.
It looks like it's about to run it over, then you go to this wide shot and
yeah.
this little toy going, it's just like so anticlimactic
and so
funny at the same damn time.
Exactly. What did you think of Yellow Jacket?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm on board for this movie.
Yeah, so am I. I'm balls in.
Yeah, I'm certainly not as much looking forward to as Ultron. Did you see what the first cut on that movie, how long it was?
No.
They're saying Whedon's first cut was like 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Really?
Yes! Could you imagine? I mean, granted, it's a first cut. That's crazy. I'm really looking forward to this movie. And we had those Vision. We're getting more visions of the Vision.
Yeah.
Why do you think that they're holding this so close to their chests?
Well, they want a little suspense, I think.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. I don't think it'll be that much in the movie, to be honest with you.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Well, maybe. Okay, that could be why, too. He got his own poster.
Yeah.
Poster.
I'm not thrilled with the look, honestly.
Not yet?
I'm not feeling it. Hot Toys posted a picture, and it was the back of the Vision, and his cape is like all multicolored and stuff, and I'm just like, I'm just not feeling it yet.
You know, it's funny, because I saw the same picture, and I thought the same thing. Like, I don't really know much about the Vision,
mm-hmm.
and like, what's up with the cape? I mean, beside the cape aside, I was pretty fine with the look, but that cape's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Maybe it works out for some reason.
Yeah, you know, as always, I'm keeping an open mind on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been surprised in the past, so, you know.
Yeah, talking about Daredevil.
Jeez.
And then how about, keeping with our Marvel theme, what about Fantastic Four, and we got our first look at the Thing?
I'm not 100% sure what to make of it yet.
Yeah.
You seemed
like you were sort of, not backpedal is not the right word, but you were sort of maybe giving it a little bit more of a chance than I am.
I am, but it's just like, until someone posts it, it's just like, it looks like a walking thing of crap. And crap as in, like, excrement. I don't know. Again, I need to see more before. It's so hard to judge just from one static shot.
You think that in today's day and age, they could come up with a decent look for the thing? You know, like, something, I don't know if realistic is the right word, but realistic.
Four movies, including the Rod or Corman one, they still haven't got it right.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
I just don't understand why.
You just CG the character.
They did, but I just don't understand. Even it's just like, it just can't seem to get that. Maybe the rocky texture is just hard to do when moving.
I guess. I don't know. They do all right in the comics.
Yeah, but, you know, that's...
I know. I know.
Yeah, the stationary thing opposed to somebody moving and
that's
stuff.
That's true. It's a good point. I don't know. I just think they should kind of make something that looks just... Granted, the pictures that we've seen haven't really been clear shots either.
Yeah.
I believe the first one was taken from, like, a promo
poster. Standing, yeah. It was somebody's Instagram pic.
Yeah, and so it wasn't like we have seen an official studio release of any of these characters.
Right.
So, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
And then we got, you know, Kevin Feige on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Why is he still in high school? First, Feige said he's going to be in high school.
Uh-huh.
There's not going to be an origin story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... The costume is different from what we've seen, but yet classic Spider-Man. What the
fuck does
that mean?
I personally liked Amazing Spider-Man's costume. I thought that was the best interpretation of the Spider-Man costume.
I still have an issue with this kid is supposed to, he's not really a designer and stuff, and yet I don't know, it's...
my fear is that they're going to go back to the Tobey Maguire, you know, look. I think they even said that. I personally like the bigger eyes on the mask, but
yeah, I agree.
Don't like the Ditko tiny eyes. And I have a feeling that's what they're going to go with.
If you want my opinion, they need to go, like, back to the old Nicholas Hammond look. Not for the eyes, but for the costume.
Yeah.
Because it's just... He's a kid. Spandex would make more sense in going to a fabric shop and getting spandex.
Yeah.
Sewing it himself. It's just... I don't like... They all had that raised webbing, and I don't like that on the costume.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. It doesn't... If he's going to make his costume, he would not go through all that bullshit of putting a raised webbing texture on it.
Yeah.
But the belt on the outside is kind of silly.
Yeah, well, you know, that's... Please.
Funny. I remember watching that show and thinking how great that costume was. But it was fucking Spider-Man.
Spider-Man time, you know, it was all we got.
Yeah. It was a different time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's saying that he is going to be in high school and no origin story, which, thank God for that.
Yeah, he said it was been pretty much established in the Sony Pictures one, but I'm like thinking to myself, okay, if you're going to go with that route, then why not just keep Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. It's not like he's that old anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the idea about him being in high school, and I don't like the idea of, you know, it's like, you know, watching the New 52 in the comics, now in the movies.
Yeah.
We're going to keep some of the origin, but not all of it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It does seem kind of, I don't know, wasteful.
Then over at Fox, on the X-Men Age of Apocalypse,
yeah,
we have Psylocke cast by actress Olivia Munn.
What do you think about that?
She can act.
Yeah?
She can act.
Has she been in any movies?
Magic Mike.
Oh, she was in that?
Yeah. But I just saw her in this TV show, the one with Jeff Daniels called The Newsroom.
Oh, okay. She's in that too.
Yeah, and she was really good in that.
Okay.
So she can act. My problem, well, it's not my problem, is I'm just waiting for the backlash of fucking idiots who have no clue about anything about Psylocke saying, well, she's not Asian.
Does it matter? I mean, I'm not being rude or anything, but she looks like she's the part. She looks ethnic.
But the problem is you're going to have idiot people, but what these people don't realize is Psylocke wasn't Asian to begin with. She was an English chick.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was an English chick. Then in the 90s, I mean, she was pretty much just a telepath, pretty much useless.
Yeah.
And then they decide to, you know, beef her up, and she had a mind swap with a Japanese ninja assassin.
Okay.
So she retained her powers in the body of a hot smoking Asian chick. So that's, you know, and then we got the new Psylocke, who's, you know, everyone knows today, but, you know, again, look at the origins instead of, like, before you call foul first.
Well, to me, she definitely looks like she can play the part.
Yeah.
I just know her from G4. And it just seemed like she's, because she was on G4, you know, that she got the role. And, you know, look, if she's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's fine. That's cool. I'm down with it. I don't have a problem with Olivia Munn at all. She can be whatever she wants to be in.
I know.
I'm fine with that. I just, to me, it just was, not that it was odd casting. It just seemed out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah, it would be nice. It's, again, these, everyone's keeping everything so close to the chest.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you get these things and it's just like, what now? She's in it? What?
Yeah.
And of course, then you got people saying, it's just like, well, you know, it's not going to, you know, saying, well, this is not how it was done in the comics. I'm like, it's just the name, just like Age of Ultron is just the name.
Yeah, it's just, it's an adaptation. And again, going back to Daredevil, as long as the roots are there, it doesn't really matter. As long as they tell a good story.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Because you cannot put, it's like the thing, you cannot tell an exact comic book story in a movie.
No.
It's like you said, they're just single panels.
And then, you know, of course, you know, with the X-Men franchise, everything's been wiped out.
Yeah, so many times.
But they really have a clean slate now.
Yeah.
They pretty much, it's just like, all we know is the future.
Yeah.
We know the past, you know, back in the 70s.
Right.
And we know the future 20-something, whatever it is. But that's all we know. We don't know about it. Yeah, this takes place in the 80s, which, again, it's
pretty interesting.
Yeah, I just want to smack Singer upside the head and just say, why not just keep it current, please, so we can see the Cyclops and the Aurora, you know. I want to see Halle Berry as the Storm again, please. Thank you. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the fence over at Warner.
Wait, hold on. Before we go to that side,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Spider-Gwen, since we're still on Marvel.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to start the show off with this. Basically, I think everybody knows at this point, Frank Cho released a picture of Spider-Gwen in that.
Well, first off, for those who don't know, Frank Cho is a talented artist, but he's very big on cheesecake.
Yes. That's not all that part of it is that it's not all that he draws. He's a cartoonist.
Yeah, he really is, but it's just like his women are very, very sexy.
They're voluptuous. They're big.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So he goes ahead and as a LARF draws a picture of Spider-Gwen in that Milo Manara pose. We all know the Spider-Woman one.
Yeah.
And it was a LARF. There's Spider-Man looking at her. To me, it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Robbie Rodriguez, who currently is the artist on Spider-Gwen, took big offense to it.
Right.
And went on the Twitter and just lashed out. Not only Frank Cho, but J. Scott Campbell as well, which had nothing to do with anything.
I know.
Him dragging J. Scott Campbell into it. And then who comes, this to me is mind-boggling, especially to see such positivity surrounding his name, Rob Liefeld gets involved and defends everybody. And everybody's like, I love the disclaimer. His art is awful, but Liefeld is right.
Yeah, I know.
It's awesome. So, you know, I went back and forth about this. I wanted to start the show off with it. But then before all that, I was thinking, I don't even want to talk about it because it's stupid. Robbie Rodriguez is allowed to think whatever he wants to think. If he wants to go on Twitter and shoot this shit off, people got to learn not to do these things. Who gives a I'm going to qualify my statement. I'm a white male. I'm 45 years old. There isn't any discrimination against me. So, you know, I'm not a woman. I don't know these things. But to me, it's a joke. Everybody knows, if you know Frank Cho, you know what he's about.
No, please. Today, Cho, just before we started the show, Cho posted another picture. Wonder Woman in the Mile a Minute pose with Batman looking at her going, what the hell are you doing?
Are you serious? I didn't see that one. I'm going to go find it.
Yeah, it's on his Facebook page. It literally popped up right before we started recording.
Did you see the one somebody did of Stan Lee?
No.
Somebody did Stan Lee in the same pose. It's so fucking awesome. I don't know. Somebody printed it out. Somebody relatively famous and keeps calling it what it is. It's just internet rage.
This guy, Rodriguez, is just thinking, you know, this is his baby and stuff. And it's just like, dude, it's a corporate thing. Get over it.
In his statement, he did say some valid things about readership, about women and girls, you know, where we are now in comic readership. There's more women and more girls. We have to be a little bit more careful about what we're presenting to them. You know what? And I agree.
Right.
I totally agree. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't have what Cho does.
But here's the thing. This is not a published cover.
Yes.
This is not.
You're absolutely right.
This is not a variant cover. This is what's called a blank cover that you bring to, like, you get artists to draw.
I apologize, because that was a part of this. You're absolutely right. He drew that as a commission for somebody.
Yeah.
What Cho did. It wasn't anything Marvel did. It wasn't a variant cover. It's just something that Cho did.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's, like, tame compared to some of Cho's cheesecake art.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Rodriguez definitely went the wrong way. I don't know. I think he just flat out was wrong.
Sometimes you just gotta eat it.
I don't see what there is to eat. It's just somebody. Is Rodriguez? Did he come up with Spider Gwen? Is it his character?
Technically, no, because Gwen Stacy was around. Technically, it's Jerry Conway's character.
Okay, so. He made some sort of comment about drawing his kid, and like, listen, just because he's the artist on it, and if Rodriguez is using his daughter as a reference for Gwen, then that's his problem. That's his thing. And that doesn't mean that Cho is disrespecting his daughter at all.
No.
It just means Cho's just drawing a character that, you know, he just wants to draw. I said somewhere, I don't remember, and I think it's pretty brilliant of me, that as long as there's a man alive and a pencil for him to draw with, there's going to be cheesecake.
Yep.
Always and forever.
And again, it's just like the pose is like enough. Even Milo Manera's original pose is, it's so fucking mild.
Yeah, it's tame.
And the sad part is Campbell did it first with Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I feel bad for Campbell because he's just like, he's known for drawing cheesecake as well. And he just, his name got dragged in this. And I'd be like, the fuck did I do?
Yeah, I know.
Poor guy. But Liefeld again went to, not that they need a rescue, but defended both of them. And Liefeld is right. The problem is that vocal minority, because everybody else pretty much doesn't really give a shit. Everybody just moves on with their lives. It's these people that just yell really loud.
But the thing is, they don't realize when they yell, they're just making, they're drawing more attention to it than if they just kept their mouth shut, let it go. Well, and but go.
On the other hand, and it didn't happen in this case, you know, you have DC, Marvel, and the parent companies listening to this vocal minority. And in this case, it just was, like you said, a one-off cover, blank cover that showed.
What are they going to do, slap Joe with a cease and desist? They'll never get another thing from Joe, which means sales will drop.
No, I know, but it's the vocal minority that, I don't know, causes a lot of problems. So, that's it. I just wanted to sort of...
It's just, it's really a non-issue.
It is a non-issue that has become an issue for no apparent reason that I am now talking about.
Well, it's funny. It's just like, what I love is this one artist, Dan Pisano.
Yeah.
What he had to say, he goes, about this entire thing, and I quote, "I dig Robbie's work, but it's tough for me to get behind someone when he's mentioning Gwen as one of his kids and then using the F word again and again." Ta-da!
I believe they call that irony. Or perhaps being hypocritical.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Yeah. It's just...
No, no. It's silly.
It's ridiculous. It's... Oh, my God. You go surf the... I'm sorry. You type in Spider-Gwen right now and you turn off your save filter?
Yeah.
You're going to be in a big shock, Robbie, and what you come up with.
Yeah, there's some... Not just with Spider-Gwen, with... I mean, look, you're right. You turn off your save filter, you're going to see some dirty shit. Spider-Gwen or no. So, you're right. Absolutely right, Brian.
It's just, oh my God.
I don't know. There's some, there, I understand the other side of the argument, but to me, we still need a place for humor. We still have to be able to laugh at ourselves and at the situation. And I believe that's what Chose was after. And again, it was one fucking cover!
It was one cover. That was it.
For somebody private that he posted as a LARF. Whatever.
I just don't understand people. I will say it, you know, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. We as Americans are very repressed when it comes to sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a funny cover. It was just like, you got Spider-Man off to the side saying, woohoo, deja vu.
That's what it was. And the local Spider-Man piece is just classic.
I mean, he did one, it's like, you know, he did one for, you know, he did one for the Harley Quinn Valentine's Day special.
Yeah. If you're looking for it, there's plenty of shit to be mad about.
Oh, God.
All right, we're running out of time, so let's switch gears. Let's go now to DC.
Well, first off, they released the Suicide Squad group shot.
What do you think?
It's a bunch of actors standing around greeting.
Why does anybody care, man? They just did it today for that fucking Beauty and the Beast movie they're making, a live-action movie. It's a tweet of the main characters, Emma Watson, or whoever the fuck her name is. And they're not in costume. It's just them all standing around.
I'm just like... Some people are saying it's like Leto took the shot because they had that shot of... Leto posted a shot of him in the famous Killing Joke poster.
Yes.
So some people are theorizing that's what Leto was pointing his camera at. This is what my opinion was of the group shot. There's a whole hell of a lot of beards in that shot.
I thought you were going to say, who cares?
I don't care, but I'm just like, why does everyone have a beard?
Because it's cool to have a beard now, Brian. Where are you?
I don't have a beard.
You know what irritated me? I'll tell you what irritated me about that picture. Fucking Will Smith with that Phillies hat on. He's always got to represent. It just seems so fake. Whatever. I don't have a problem with Will Smith. I have a problem with Jared Leto.
It's just, oh my God. I was just like, really?
I don't know. I wasn't that. It just was a picture. Nobody was in costume. You know, whatever. Okay, great. They're reading through. Okay, awesome.
Fine. You know, when you get something in the costume.
Yes, I'm let's see some costumes.
Or if you want to leak some things about the script.
Yes. You know who's doing it right? I was going to say Daredevil. Deadpool's doing it right, man.
Yeah.
Every other day, every day, there's another picture of Reynolds. I don't know if it's him in that costume, but a Deadpool on set. Man, they are so doing it right.
Yeah, with a Negasonic teenage warhead?
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. Some Morrison creation. It's, they are doing it right there. But then, you know, again, more doom and gloom for DC. It's just like the Wonder Woman film. Lose a director, gain a director.
Yeah, now who's Michelle?
McLaren left. Oh. Yeah, no. She left due to creative differences.
Now, hold on a second. What does that mean? Do we know really what that means?
No, they'll never say.
All right, just was curious. Maybe you knew.
No, it's they'll never say what the creative differences is. It's could be anything from, you know, just from what we theorize, you know, they don't, you know, the studio just doesn't have a fucking clue about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it just could be, you know, like I keep saying, it's fucking Zack Snyder. But now
they have a new director.
Yeah, this is, you know, 2 days ago. Now they have a new director. Patty Jennings, who did the Oscar-winning film Monster.
No shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, Monster's a fucked up movie, man. We're talking about the one with Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah, where she does not look like Charlize Theron.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was pretty much her last movie. But, I, you know, again, I'm not going to judge because the two guys who did Winter Soldier were both TV directors.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know, that's neither here nor there. I started theorizing. It's just like seems a little funny that they went for another woman director.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if they're just...
Well, I think that was had to do that.
Yeah.
They had, for this property, they knew they had to put a woman in charge of that.
Yeah, that was definitely had to do.
I think if they put a man in, they would never hear the end of it.
Oh, God, there would have been hell to pay. You know, the streets in Hollywood would have been burning.
Yeah. What's the other DC news we got?
That's all I know of.
Well, here, I got something to talk about DC.
Uh-oh.
We can maybe wrap up on this. Convergence started.
Right.
I really looking forward to it.
But
I'm not crazy about it. They released Convergence number 0.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago. Convergence number 1 came out last week, and then all the offshoots started last week.
Right. The only thing I picked up is the Titans because it's focusing on Roy Harper and, you know, I think he kind of, you know, James Robinson screwed him over when he cut off his arm. So I was just kind of curious, you know, Fabian said he was going to fix things. So I picked it up.
Here's my problem with it. All along, we really haven't been hearing much about Convergence. We knew it was coming, but they really weren't saying what it was going to be about.
Yeah, and this is, mind you, this is it. This guy's first time writing comics.
Right. But on the other side of the street, we got Marvel talking about Secret Wars. And they've been very forthright about what Secret Wars is. It's Secret Wars Battle Planet, where everybody's fighting each other. All the different incarnations of everybody going to be fighting each other. Well, that's what this Convergence is.
Yeah.
And when I'm reading Convergence, it's like, holy shit, did they just rip off Marvel? But they really didn't because, as far as I know, they've been planning this before Marvel started. But it's just, I guess because we knew more about Secret Wars than we did about Convergence, it just feels like they ripped off Marvel's idea. And I totally did not expect it to be this fighting thing. Like, oh my god.
At the same time, this is not the first time DC has done this. This is the first time that Marvel has done this with the multiverse. This is not the first time that DC's done this with their multiverse. That's the difference.
I really kind of hope that it was going to be a glimpse into Elseworlds where we were going to see Superman and Lois. They were married. She's pregnant. And it was going to be a 2-issue story about these two. And it was just going to be a story that wrapped up in 2 issues. Same thing with Titans. I was hoping that it was going to be Harper and a story that would redeem him and redeem the writers. But all it is about them fighting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I'm so disappointed. I read 0 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
and I read Superman, I read Speed Force, and I read something else. I picked up a bunch the first week. I read Titans, and this week I picked up a couple, but Titans was okay. You know, like you said, it was, you know, I don't know. And then I was really disappointed with Speed Force. I mean, Wally's back.
Right.
And it doesn't feel like Wally. And it's just, they're basically, the premise is they're all stuck in Gotham. Who the fuck knows why they're stuck in Gotham? I mean, they have some half-assed excuse why they're there. None of them have powers for a year. It's a weird arbitrary number. I don't know. It just feels...
it's not a weird arbitrary number. One year. 52 weeks.
Okay. But the new 52 has been more than a year.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it's been 5 years, or however long it's the new 52 has been in existence. That timeline, if it's been, they've been in existence for 4 years, I was under the impression that it's been 4 calendar years that we have been in existence. I don't know. Maybe I was expecting, yeah, definitely. I was expecting something else. It doesn't mean that it's going to end up horrible, and I'm still hopeful for post-convergence.
And you'll be sorely disappointed when it happens. Well,
you want to talk a little bit about that? Did you see that thing I posted about Batman?
What, that it's who the new Batman is?
Yes. Do we want to talk about this? Because it's very spoilerific.
Please, it's already out.
Well, some... A Spanish site, I'm not, it just seems funny that a Spanish site leaked it. They leaked, I think, the last page of the post-convergence Batman. And everybody at this point has seen the Batman armor, Batman Chappie. It's fucking Gordon in that suit. Fucking
Gordon. Why?
I don't know. I'm hopeful. Maybe I am wrongly hopeful, but I'm hoping this is going to be good. The convergence right now, I'm not into these big epic fights anymore, man. Maybe I'm just getting old.
The days of the superheroes meeting and battling is just, it's over. It's overplayed.
I think I would have, like I said, I would have rather just seen some sort of two-issue Elseworlds tale about all these characters, you know, reconciling whatever Donna Troy, you know, the writers getting a hold of the pre-52 characters and making things right.
That's what it seemed like it was going to be.
Yeah. Oh, and I read Batgirl, too. Batgirl was okay. I don't know. Stephanie was in it. It should have been really good because Cassandra Cain's in it. Stephanie Brown's in it. I don't know. It just has, to me, so much potential. But whatever.
I'm not feeling any of it.
That's my that's my convergence.
That's your convergence.
And that's so far. I got my fingers crossed. We still have 2 more months of this to go.
God.
We can hope. I'm hoping for some sort of goodness to come out of it.
I don't know. I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Oh, wait. I got one more thing to talk about.
Oh, boy.
DC. It's still DC related. It's Superman related. It's just a little bit late. I believe it was in Superman. Did you see, I think it was the last issue of Superman before Convergence, that he revealed his identity to Jimmy Olsen?
Oh, yeah.
Some of my books, I'm really behind. It's the Romita book. And he just tells Olsen out of nowhere, oh, yeah, I'm Superman. He's in this fucking costume. Like, oh, my God, what the fuck is he doing?
No, well, see, I kind of like that because it's just like we got a younger Clark Kent now.
Yeah.
And he needs someone to, share the burden with.
I guess. You know, and it's funny you say that because, well, going back to Daredevil, this will be the last time I go back to Daredevil, I'm hoping that he tells Claire, what's her name, not Claire?
Karen?
Yes, thank you. That he's Daredevil. I want him so bad to tell Karen that he's Daredevil.
Nah, I don't.
I know. I will say on record, oftentimes I don't make sense. Superman telling Jimmy Olsen pisses me off.
It was just one. But the difference is, there was a book out called Jimmy Olsen, Superman's Pal, but he didn't know the freaking identity.
I know. I get
it. I just think, it's nice to see Clark sharing his burden with someone. He revealed it to Lois.
You're right.
In 52, why not? This, you know, but now, you know, him and Lois aren't an item at all.
Yeah.
So why not tell his best friend? It works for me. That works for me.
I don't argue the point. It just, god damn.
I like it.
I guess what else bothers me is I've been reading things. I don't know if Jeff Johns has been saying, I believe it was him, that more people are going to know that he's Superman. Now, they're not saying post-convergence. They're not saying what that means, whether it's, you know, the people on the planet staff, whatever. Just, it's like Arrow at this point.
Or the Flash.
The Flash is at the tipping point. You know, the people at Star Labs knowing, fine. Joe knowing, fine. His dad knowing, fine. That's enough. Eddie knowing crosses the line. Too many people.
Did you see Flash this week?
I did not. Was it good?
It was good.
But not so much?
Not so much.
I heard that it was a fun episode.
I had all kinds of... I kind of picked it apart, and I had all kinds of issues with it.
They said that it's not really... I don't want to say a throwaway story, but it's a bit of a throwaway story. True or false?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem with a throwaway story. It's fine.
But no, it's... There's just things that just...
I'm probably going to watch it after.
Yeah, it's just... So. It pretty much, I mean, without giving anything away, Ray comes to Central City.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, who figures out who?
Costume.
Yeah. But it's just, there are parts in it. It's just like, I still can't get over that suit.
Let's talk about this and then we'll wrap the show up. Do you have a problem with him being Iron Man?
Again, if it was a full face mask, I wouldn't have a problem.
The mask is what's bothering you.
Yeah, it really
is. The suit is the mask.
It's like, I want to say something, but you haven't seen it, and I can't say it.
No, go ahead, say it. Well, I don't give a shit. Go ahead, say it.
They go up against this villain who has these robot bees.
Okay.
And Ray says, my suit will protect me, I'll go up against the bees.
Okay.
And I'm like, you have a half fucking mask. How the fuck are you protected?
And what happened? Did he get stung in the face?
No, not at all.
Here's the thing. I agree with you about the mask, but...
It just bothered the fuck out of me.
The way they have it lit, like, it's visor-ish.
But when you make a statement like that, you think it's going to be all sealed like Iron Man, and it's not.
My point in asking you that he's Iron Man, he's not shrinking. That's the Atom Man. At least as far as I know, he hasn't shrunk yet. Did he shrink in this show?
Not yet, but they keep hinting at it.
Okay, I don't have a problem with him being Iron Man as long as that fucker shrinks.
Oh, did you hear that's the Atom is the title of the working title for the team-up show.
Isn't it like the Atom and His Amazing Friends?
I'm just hearing the Atom.
Something. Really? That's just going to be the name?
Well, that's the working title. Working title.
All right, well, that's fine. I like Palmer. I like Atom. I don't really have anything about the character, but I like what he does. I like him. He's good.
If he gets his own show, that means he's out of the Arrow thing, which means superpowers, which means we may see the shrinking.
Yeah. He doesn't belong on Arrow.
No.
I mean, we
talked to Mark. He wasn't supposed to be Ray.
Right.
It would have made more sense if it was Ted.
I understand all that, but I mean, just as a personality-wise, he belongs on the Flash. Not so much the science part or the shrinking part. He just doesn't, to me, fit the Arrowverse. He's too much of a comic book character, and he, I think, would be better fit on the Flash.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, they got history together, too, so.
So.
See what happens.
Yeah. So, with that... What's going on with you? What do you got going on this week?
I actually got a quiet week, if you can believe it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, they got a celebration is happening this upcoming weekend.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars
celebration. Yeah. I'm not, you know. That we didn't talk about, just like, did you see how that just kind of got, like, digital release happened on Friday?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
But no, but the thing is, just like Daredevil was just like, everyone was like, Star what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that's bad timing.
And then, you know, I read that these were Lucas cuts. These weren't the original. So who the fuck wants a another copy about Lucas fucking up our childhood?
So it was the reissue? It was
the reissue. Yeah. So fuck all that.
And they don't have the 20th Century Fox fanfare. Although I did hear, I don't know if it's true or not, that A New Hope still has the 20th Century fanfare, but the rest of them don't. I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, the press release said they made a deal with them.
I don't know. To me, that's always part of Star Wars. Always be part of Star Wars, that fanfare. And you know what? You never think of it until you watch the opening, and it's like, wait a minute. This isn't right. It's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know.
Because only that and MGM are the two, like, really iconic.
Yes.
Iconic openings to a movie.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, I pretty much have a quiet week. How about yourself?
I think I got another toy review coming. Otherwise, I'm going to start working on a new internet show that hopefully should be done by next Friday. Hopefully by the time this show comes out, it might be done. But if not, you can check me and Brian out at casterscorner.com.
Yep.
And you can check out all our old episodes of the Fanboy Factor at fanboyfactor.com.
And take us on the go by downloading us over at iTunes on Stitcher.
Yeah, you got to subscribe, man.
Subscribe.
iTunes and Stitcher, right?
We make good company.
Yeah, join the club. It's made for you and me.
Yep.
All right, Brian.
All right, sir.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Bye, man.
Later.